Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Man, the 2000s are coming to life, 14 minutes after one. That is your time. Great sounds of music this afternoon, my family, and that is requested by you. You are bringing our playlist to life on a Friday afternoon. Let me tell you, that one took me all the way back. Thank you so much. Is it Charmaine for requesting that on 082-657-2729? Live in London, that's the album, and more. Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, in the year 2000, and the track title of that one, That's What I Believe. I know the DVD gang, I know exactly what comes to mind when you hear that sound, because, you know, there's the sound of the beautiful voice of this lady that's introducing the concert, and come on, England, put your hands together for Pastor Donnie McClurkin. I can't. My family, you are making the things happen this afternoon, 15 after 1. We are absolutely excited as we look at the world around us. And today the focus is indeed on investments and insurance, with personal or commercial insurance often viewed as a necessary but somewhat begrudging experience. And this afternoon, in a dynamic and evolving environment where we face a multitude of risks, having an advisor, you know, on your side can support your insurance planning. This is very important. There are laws changing in the financial services sector. There are all sorts of changes, you know. There's conversation around being able to withdraw your retirement savings, all of those things, with all sorts of nuances and smaller nyana laws and regulations and you know, and all of that. And so why is it important to have your own financial advisor who will be able to watch over your portfolio and advise you, you know, which insurance to take, when to take it, what sort of products to take that are available on the market? Three reasons why having a trusted insurance advisor in your corner can benefit you in the long run. And this afternoon, we are absolutely excited because Karen Rimmer, who's head of distribution at PSG Insure, joins us on the line to tell us more. Karen, good afternoon and welcome.
Hello, Ayanda, and I hope I can be as excited as you are and the beautiful music that you've just played, because normally people aren't that excited about insurance.
Look, we are looking at the world around us, Karen, and we are living at a time where risk, you know, when we have risk in our blind spot, it can actually be a lot more expensive than actually making plans to look after that risk, yeah?
That is very, very true. And I think a lot of people make a mistake by thinking, and you also mentioned it earlier, that it's a grudge purchase.
Yeah.
Compared to, if you save money, you just feel a lot better about that, and you're building something for the future.
Mm.
But I think people underestimate the enormous loss people can have if they are not insured correctly.
Sure. Now, I beg your pardon, Karen, let's talk a little bit about PSG. When I think PSG, I see the gold logo. You know, please do send my congratulations to the marketing team. They've done really well. You know, I see the see the gold logo, and I always think wealth sort of managers. You know, it's not often that we think of PSG as a brand that the everyday person can actually engage with. What sort of work does PSG actually do?
Yes, thank you. No, we definitely not only wealth managers, although I think you're right in saying that's part of the brand. But we have a wide variety of financial services that you can offer a client, and insurance being a very large one.
Yeah.
So we probably were formed about 25 years ago based on wealth management, and it's still a big part of our business.
Sure.
But a third of our financial advisors actually focus on short-term insurance.
Mm.
So that has become very, very important to us. And we have a lot of people that are very, very qualified in doing this.
Sure. Now, why is it so important for me, you know, to actually have a relationship let's start with the insurance advisor. Why is that particular relationship important, Karen?
I mean, the reason why it's so important is when you go to an advisor, the advisor has to follow a very specific process with you to be able to offer you the right product and services. So they have to go through understanding your need. They have to say, if this is the need, what do we need? What do we have available that can potentially be solutions? How would those solutions fit into your environment and your budget eventually? So you have to have a relationship. If your advisor don't know you well enough, you're not going to get the right, the needs are not going to be assessed correctly, and you're not going to get the right advice and eventually the right product. So a relationship is absolutely necessary. And we are fairly strict with our advisors. If there's not a close relationship, we really can't give you the advice that you need.
That is fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. And in fact, you know, it leads me to my next question around the whole stereotype, you know, around insurance practitioners and brokers and advisors. I think we're coming from a time traditionally where, you know, insurance brokers would be walking around with a briefcase and knocking on the door. You know, we've come a long way. We've come a long way. And I think for whatever reason, that approach, you know, very fast became sort of a repellent, you know, to the communities and the clients that insurance brokers wanted to reach out to. It became a repellent. And now we are at a point where, you know, there's no distance really between people, technology, you know, helps and all of that. What are some of the qualities that I should be looking at, you know, when deciding on a relationship and insurance advisor?
Very important that you make sure that the advisor is registered as a financial representative under a reputable brand. So in our case, we have our own FSP, so we PSG Financial Services, and they are then registered under our umbrella.
Sure.
That also means that we stand in for the advice. So should there be anything wrong with the wrong with the advice, then we would eventually stand in for that advice. So it is important that you make sure that you can trust that individual and that that individual's got the right financial backing, because we are fairly regulated now, and I think that's part of the good things that happened, as you described, from what we had probably 20 years ago compared to what we have today. And they not only do they have to be registered, but they have ongoing qualifications that they have to attain and all of those things. So we look after that, and it's very important for any of our clients to make sure that those advisors that they do use are qualified correctly.
All right. And so what are some of those conversations, Karen, that should be happening between me and my insurance advisor? You know, what is the mechanics of that conversation look like?
Okay. As I said, if you're meeting within the first time, it would be quite a long discussion about everything that you own. So I'm specifically referring to insurance now, not life insurance or wealth management. So let's look at your short-term needs.
Sure.
So there will be a good conversation. In most cases, we also enjoy the fact that advisors have a close relationship, so that they visit the house or the premises if it's a business owner, so that they can see what is going on there, and then the conversation on what is it that you currently have and that you need to ensure. And then obviously the other thing that is very important is that you constantly keep in touch with him. From a regulatory point of view, there's an absolute need that the advisors see the client at least once annually. But you can just imagine anything happening in your life will have an effect. If you buy a new car, if you move home, if your child starts driving, all of those things. So you have to stay in touch with your advisor to say, listen, this is what happened here. This is what happened there. I've changed this. So that we make sure that the insurance is correct, because that can become a problem when it's claim stage.
Talking about claim stage, Karen, you know, I'm thinking about me as a consumer, as a client. I can get really difficult, you know, because now I've not done what I'm supposed to do, you know. So what is our responsibility as consumers of these products?
Yeah, I think what is the most important is that you are very open and true with your advisor. So if you, in the beginning, if you put those things on a policy, then a premium is determined, and that premium is determined based on obviously certain facts. So where do you stay?
Sure.
What is the value of your house? What car do you drive? Where do you drive? Is it locked? So all of those things are very important. So you have to be very open, firstly, with your advisor on those things. Keep him or her updated with things that change. And then there are certain responsibilities. Certain of our insurance say that if you have a car and it's in your name, you are the only responsible driver. So if somebody else drives your car, there will be issues when it gets to claim stage. So again, if you and your husband would regularly do that, then put your husband on as a designated driver also. So it may seem like it's little things, but those things can stand in the way of you getting your claim repudiated or not.
Wow. My family, Karen Rima is our guest this afternoon, and we are excited because we're learning so much about the world of insurance and the importance of actually having a relationship with your insurance advisor. She joins us this afternoon as head of distribution at PSG Insure. And if you'd like to ask any questions, please do so 0826572729. 25 minutes after one is your time. Karen, so when it comes to product offerings, right, sometimes we approach insurance advisors with an idea in mind. And from this conversation that you've then described, it may come out that actually, even though I thought I just needed, you know, one product, there's actually another product that could be more useful. Talk to us about some of the product offerings specifically at PSG, and perhaps that the product offerings that are available out there that we may not necessarily know about.
Yes, that is very important. Just another reason why you might not know of those things, and your advisor can tell you about it.
Sure.
So just to clarify, PSG, we don't have our own products. We use third-party product providers that are reputable advisors and insurers, and we make really sure that we can trust them and that they would be able to pay those claims when it's in the
life. Sure.
So there are certain things, and I'm just thinking of one example currently, is that you get car hire. It's something that you can take on as an additional benefit. So when your car has been in an accident and they're busy repairing it, then you can get car hire. And normally people would have had it like for a week or so, because that's the normal turnaround time. But given what happened earlier this year and the fact that we couldn't get car parts in, some of those cars took a month or two to be repaired. And if you had to go and pay out of your own pocket to hire a car for 2 or 3 weeks, it's quite a packet. While with this benefit that we have, it was all included. So it really could go on for quite a while, and it didn't cost you anything. So I think those type of things, and it hardly cost anything additional to your policy.
Sure.
The other thing that I'm just want to mention, and especially for us females, is a road assist. If you get stuck on the road with your car, regardless of what the reason is, that you can phone this number and somebody will come and help you. That's also an add on that's almost free, and it really, really adds benefits.
Let's talk about some of the personal goals that we have as clients, and how having your own advisor can actually be helpful, you know, because they get to do the work of aligning your goals together with the product that you could be taking today. Talk to us about that, Karen.
Yes, and again, I think it is very important that you, some people prefer to have one advisor that look after their wealth environment,
sure,
as well as their short-term environment. And some people say, you know what, I'll choose two different people. But it is very, very important that they understand both sides. So the side that where you're building, and then the other side where you are protecting, because that's really what you're doing. And I think the difficulty is that people, as I said earlier, people don't always see insurance premiums as an investment. But if you just look at your house, your property, and to what extent that makes an asset in your total estate, can you imagine if you do not have insurance on your home and it burns down, you still have a loan on that? That has such a negative impact on your total estate and where you're going with regards to your savings. So people need to understand that there are different sides of how do you look at your wealth, and you have to protect your risk.
And tell me, Karen, where does the onus of responsibility lie in this three-part relationship? So, for example, let's take PSG Insure. You broker this relationship with service providers. So where does the real onus of responsibility lie?
You know what it is, as you say, it is a partnership of three entities. So you, again, very important that you are covered correctly.
Right.
And maybe an example of that, because some people do find it difficult. So something like your car. Your car, the value of your car on your policy, would be market value. So what is your current market value of your car? And according to that, you will pay a premium. When it, however, comes to your home and the content of your home, it is replacement value. And you can just imagine there's a huge difference between the two. And if we then go to the really bad example of your house burning down, it's not only just rebuilding your house, it's also just clearing wherever that house was, removing the rubble. All of those things are included in the total price. And if you are not covered for the right amount, you will not get the claim paid in full. So if your house is worth $1 million, but your value that you've stated on your policy is only 800,000, you will only get 80% of your claim. And that can be a lot, especially if we look at property.
Sure. I really love that. I absolutely, you know, the kind of information you get when you actually do have a relationship with your with an insurance advisor is absolutely amazing. And how can then, what are some of the insights that you can share with us now, for example, in the space that you are finding more and more in your daily operations as a team that, you know, we clients are completely oblivious of? Like you mentioned, you know what I mean? The market value versus, you said, the book value, all of those things, those are fine prints for us. What are some of those examples, Karen?
Maybe I can just explain to you the new types of risk that we see coming. Obviously, with our electricity issue, about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, we started getting a lot of claims that was power surge related.
Right.
And people didn't necessarily have specific cover for that. And based on the fact that there were so many claims, the insurers reacted to that saying, sure, we can't just pay everything. We need to put things in our policy wording for clients to make sure that they also manage their own risks. So just around power surge and all the claims around that, and it affected most of us. And that was something that we found that our advisors really had to explain to our clients very explicitly. And then just the other side thereof. So all of a sudden, people would install solar panels. We haven't really insured solar panels to that extent before. And all of a sudden, you have to say, but how do we insure this? What is the value? How do we make sure that it's installed correctly? Because again, you can't have anybody just put on solar panels on your roof. Something goes wrong, your house burned down, and it's based on the fact that it wasn't installed properly. So those are the things that your advisor need to tell you about, and you need to make sure that if you do get those things installed, how do we make sure that it will be covered?
Karen, our eyes are open, okay? Our eyes have just been opened. Let me ask you a bit of a soft question, you know, it's not that, I think a lot of us, after a while, we get to a point where it's not that we've not had a relationship or we don't understand the importance of having that relationship. Is that sometimes those relationships don't sometimes go, you know, very well, you know, and you kind of think, I can do with one less stressful relationship in my life. Karen, what care advice would you give us? You know, how do we manage those relationships? What makes our insurance advisors happy?
That's an interesting question. I think the very simple thing is you as a consumer, you need to be comfortable. Mm. It's not whether the advisor is comfortable or not. It's whether you are comfortable with the individual. Mm. You need to have a very comfortable relationship. You need to be able to pick up the phone and say, listen, I've done this or this happened to me, whether it is changing your policy because something happened there or whether it is that you have a claim. This is what happened. I need you to react now. So the most important thing is that you make sure, firstly, that the individual is registered properly, mm. and secondly, that you have a comfortable relationship with him or her. You should really be able to pick up the telephone and easily converse with this individual. Well, and obviously, if you prefer email, that's also fine. We find a lot of people now communicating on WhatsApp. So sure. All of those channels are available. And just again, to tell you how important it is from our point of view that we service our clients correctly, is all of those things. So all interactions with our clients keep documented on our side on a system so that whatever happens, we have that evidence as to what was your need originally, how did we advise you, and what was the outcome thereof. So I think it's really for the client, it's just the easy thing to do.
Absolutely love it. Karen, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. This was very insightful, very helpful, and thank you for the reminder. Now, where do we connect with you, and how do we connect with your world, and perhaps even advisors, if that channel is even available?
You can contact me directly on my email. It would be karen.rimmer@psg.co.za, mm-hmm. or you can go to our website. There is a pop-up that will come say, do you need an advisor? It will ask you where you are, and we can then line someone up to give you a call.
Sure, Karen, thank you so much. Truly appreciate it, and all the best for the rest of the weekend. The Lord
thank
bless
you. So
you.
Much.
Yeah, we really hope to keep in touch with you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Karen Rimmer, my family, she's the head of distribution at PSG. There you have it. Important, very, very important to maintain that relationship with your advisor. They get to know industry changes before we do. They are able, they have a foresight and an insight that you and I may not have. They have advice because of product knowledge that you and I do not have. Very, very important. 36 after one, let's cross over and see if we can help you navigate your traffic. And on the other side of that, oh man, it's the arts, it's the lifestyle, it's the food, it's the travel. And today on the spotlight is the National Arts Festival, my family, with CEO Monica Newton joining us on the line to give us a scoop on the 50th installment of the National Arts Festival.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.